Second date update.
Jose, you used to work in the fine dining industry as a server.
I did.
Did you ever get a woman's phone number while you were on the job?
Ooh.
Like, she asked, ooh, what's the tastiest thing at the restaurant? And you were like, ooh, you're talking to him.
Oh, that is good.
Sauce on the side, baby.
And just like the rest of the fish, I am out of season, actually.
Yeah.
Probably a bad month.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Ricky, sent us an email saying he met a woman while he was waiting on her table.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I always thought it was, like, corny to leave your number.
Totally,
you know,
but that's smooth,
and it's risky,
man.
Too.
Whatever he did, it led to a date.
Wow.
And so, I don't know. Let's ask him about it. Ricky, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Thank you guys for actually having me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. I'm hoping she tipped you as well as left her phone number, right?
Yeah, she did. It would have totally defeated the purpose if she didn't, you know?
Yeah.
So, oh, here's your phone number, but you're cheap.
Yeah.
What's her name?
So her name is Lena.
Lena, okay. And so how did you guys...
Funny, I used to work with a girl named Lena.
Oh, my gosh.
She got fired for serving someone underage.
Oh.
If you're listening, shout out to you.
Kind of checks out. She could be out there hitting on waiters now.
It could be her. Well, like...
No, it's not her.
So how did this interaction happen?
So I guess she was having a girls' night with a bunch of her friends. They came to the restaurant I work at, and I always feel really confident when I'm at work. So I thought she was cute, and I kind of flirted a little bit, you know, and it seemed to be going well.
Nice.
But after they left, her phone number is sitting on the back of their receipt.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
And, bro, you're right. I worked fine dining. I don't know if you do, but we wore, like, nice button-ups and ties and stuff.
See, you look handsome.
I feel, yeah. Well,
and then once you leave the restaurant, it's like...
That 12-hour shift was awful.
I'm surprised you actually called the number. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was, too, because I'm honestly super nervous when it comes to dating.
Okay.
So it helped that you were at work and comfortable.
Yeah. This is a big leap for you.
And what'd you end up doing for your date?
So we made plans to just go out and eat at a different place.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what was it like that first meeting? Because now you're not doing the waiter thing. You don't have that role of confidence anymore.
And I definitely didn't.
Oh, no, bro.
What happened?
Yeah, I was so nervous. Like, going to her house, first, it was just hard to find her house. But what was strange was we were planning to go out and get dinner. But she actually invited me to her place first.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Oh. Like, to get ready, like, together? Or?
See, and, you know, I wasn't expecting to do anything first date. But, I mean, I would not have been opposed.
That's like every dude.
So did you like actually go in and like have a drink with her beforehand, or did you guys just, you know, meet there and then leave?
Oh, we did. We actually hung out at her house and we just kind of talked. We got to know each other and somehow got on the topic of ghost stories.
Wait, hold on. Like ghost stories or like real ghost stories? Because some people have experienced ghosts.
Yeah, you know, we both talked, and mine, it wasn't anything crazy. It's just that I think my current place used to be haunted.
Oh, so it is like a personal,
like
okay.
Real stories, yeah.
There is something
one.
To ghost stories, though, that, like, gets your energy going, it gets the adrenaline pumping, and that can be really good for a date.
True.
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought so, too. I just told her that, like, I was cooking one day, and something in my cabinet above me fell and hit my head. And that was just weird.
Oh.
That just sounds like you don't organize your cabinets.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought, like I said, ghost stories, not poorly constructed furniture in your house.
Yeah.
Right. But I work at a restaurant because I want to be my own chef one day. I want to make my own restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah, so I know how to organize my cabinet.
I mean, was she into that? Like, or was she like, oh, God, and what is this kook thinking, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, she seemed pretty into it and whatever. But then after we told the story, she was like, yeah, we ended up staying at her house for like 2 hours.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, that was like the date then.
Yeah, and she was like, wow, we kind of stayed here a lot longer than I thought we would.
Okay, so you bonded over the ghost stories.
Yeah, I guess so, because then she was like, I kind of don't want to go out anymore. She said she thinks that she wants to go to bed. I was like, okay, cool.
With you or without you?
Yeah, that's the important part.
I can't tell if she's into this or not.
Yeah, is she saying, I'm going to bed, goodbye, or is she saying, I'm going to bed, come here?
It was the first one.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, well, it's okay.
She said she wanted to go to bed alone. And I was like, oh, not cool.
I gotta emphasize it.
It's like you didn't scare her with the ghost stories. She was fine with that.
Why do you think she would? Why do you think she had such a change of heart?
The thing is, I can't figure that out. I mean, I think it might just be that I was super nervous. I mean, even that story, I don't even know why I told it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what am I doing rambling on about my house being haunted? Ooh, Candyman. Like, just...
Candyman. Okay, so maybe you just feel like you weren't at your best self.
Right.
I mean, have you tried to get in touch with her since that night?
Yeah, I've tried to text.
It is weird since she initiated the attraction. She was attracted to you. She thought you were hot at one point.
Mm-hmm. And it's also weird because they were telling ghost stories and now she has ghosted.
Ooh.
Or maybe it's not weird at all. Maybe it's totally normal. No, we'll just have to call her and find out. We'll play a song. We'll come back and we'll try and get your second date update right after this, all right?
Thanks.
All right, hold on. Is it okay on a first date to tell a real life ghost story that happened to you?
I don't know. Yeah, if it's like a ghost telling date.
Yeah, you got to read the other side.
Yeah.
Because one of our listeners, Ricky, did that. He was in the kitchen when mysteriously a big jar of protein fell off the shelf and it hit him right in the head.
Spooky.
Was it an anti-bodybuilding ghost?
Oh, gym ghost.
Or was Ricky high on shrooms?
Why did Jeffy do that?
I mean, he works in the restaurant industry, Brooke.
Yeah, he's high on something.
Yeah, those guys do a lot of stuff. I don't know.
You don't mean Chanterelle's.
No, what I do know is that Lena is not calling him back after they kicked it at her apartment.
Yeah.
And so he wants our help. Ricky, what's going on? You tripping right now?
No, I am tripping over her calling me back.
Oh, okay. That was good, Ricky. That was good.
He's like, also, I think the phone's going to bite me.
Yeah. I mean... In the off chance that she was actually really tired and actually needed to go to bed, like I've been there before.
Sure.
Did she give you any indication that she wanted to see you again?
Not really.
Okay.
So that's not an option, Brooke.
Yeah. She was like, I swear, I will text you in the morning or I'll call you on Friday.
I still say that if I don't mean it anyways. There's any
valid.
Right. Great point.
Well, the prospects aren't looking great, but we're still going to give this a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to dial Lena's phone number right now. You ready, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lena?
Yeah, this is Lena. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I have a very exciting opportunity for you if you're interested.
What is it? Where are you calling from?
From a morning radio show?
You sound like a scam call.
You really do. I have an opportunity for you.
Well, we do. We have the opportunity for you to go out on a date with one of our listeners.
Where did you get my number from?
Yeah, okay. She's not interested.
I got the number from the listener, and you've already been out on a date with him. So that's good news. His name's Ricky.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a prank call?
No.
No, that's going to come later in the show.
Yeah, no.
No, this is something we do called a second date update, where we help our listeners get in touch with people after they've gone out on a date with them.
I mean, I thought you said this was a good opportunity. This doesn't sound like a good opportunity.
Okay.
Well, we spoke with Ricky, and he seems like a really good guy to us.
I mean, honestly, we do a lot of these, and Ricky seems super chill.
Yeah,
I would hang out with him on the weekend. Go get a beer with him. He seems like a good guy.
Wow, don't tell your husband.
I'm just telling you. Like, he seems really cool.
Oh, back off. If you say no, then Brooke's going to jump on it. So.
I just mean that, like, sometimes the people who call in are kind of creepy, or I don't
know.
He just seemed awesome.
Did we read it wrong, Lena? Like, how did you feel about it?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have gone out with him unless I was attracted to him. And he's a nice looking guy, and he's really polite. So that, I will agree, that is not something that you can easily find these days, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And he told us that you guys went out on a date, which ended up being at your place the entire time. Like, was that on purpose?
That he told you all this? That's weird. Well, kind of. I mean, I thought that if we would meet at the restaurant, like, I'd be late. So I just figured, come meet at my place while I finish getting ready. And
why would you be late if you met him at the restaurant?
I'm like always running late. And
okay.
I mean, and I just like redecorated. So I don't know. I kind of want to show it off a little bit, I guess.
Okay. That's cute. So what went wrong? Why didn't you go to the restaurant?
I don't know. I kind of knew, like, we overstayed in my apartment like longer than I had anticipated, but like an hour and a half in, I already pretty much knew I had to like call it quits.
Why? What?
So we were sitting in like my living room area just chatting, and I went to get up to just refresh our drinks and popped my head in just to peek and just make sure he was okay before I came back. And he was like face down on the floor, crawling around, laying there, like looking for something, like looking underneath my furniture.
What? Did you ask him what he was doing?
No, that just gave me weird vibes. Like, I felt like a little bit personally violated. Like, I felt like he was snooping because it was very apparent to me that he didn't drop anything. We were sitting in one spot, but he was kind of like maneuvering around in the living space, just hunting.
What?
Hunting.
Well, maybe there's a logical explanation for it. Maybe he was just down on the floor looking around for your ghost in your apartment.
Your floor ghost?
Oh my God, I found a couch ghost.
I mean, his ghost hides up in his like cabinet where his spices are. You don't know where they like to hide out.
Floor ghost and the dust bunnies, BFFs.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was like really looking. I mean, like looking deep behind the couch, underneath the entertainment area. I mean,
that's so weird.
Aren't you dying to know what he was looking for?
No. I just thought it was crazy. I mean, it's like, it felt like that feeling you get when somebody's looking through your phone and you don't give them permission to.
Yeah.
But
someone's like looking through your stuff.
Yeah. Well, you might not be curious, Lena, but I really am curious. And so I'm just going to ask him, Ricky, what were you doing snooping around on the floor of Lena's apartment?
Oh my God. I really wish you would ask.
Yeah, because Lena, I didn't tell you this, but Ricky's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Yeah, like, are you guys from a radio station? Are you guys buddies? Like, who's calling? Like,
yeah, no. That's how this works. We have the listener on the other line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't snooping around your apartment. I recently got into this type of, like, a workout, more like a full body stretch thing where you crawl on all fours, because moving around like that makes it to where you have to use every bit of your body to move effectively.
I'm not even lying.
I do it in my little Nike Hit app thing, and it's like a bear crawl where you lift your knees up off the ground, and then you do four forward to the side.
I've seen this too.
You did that in the middle of the date?
Yeah, I was super nervous, and it just helps me feel better. And so when you went to go get drinks, I was like, okay, I think I'm messing this up. And then I looked at your space. I was like, okay, I could probably just knock a quick little crawl out here.
You're like the dude that does push-ups before he goes on a date.
It's a weird time and place.
All right, so there you go. Lena, he was working out for you.
I honestly, I'm sorry. Like, I've never in my life heard of such a thing. I work out.
I swear in my life. It's part of like the HIIT workouts I've been doing.
Yeah, it's crazy that I know what this is.
And Lena, I promise I would not have been able to spend enough money to get the radio station to lie for me.
Actually, we're pretty cheap. We would have done it for free.
Yeah.
I mean, like, listen, I'm not like a narrow-minded person. I accept that there is some type of creepy workout that looks like...
Creepy workout?
I just think that maybe next time you should ask somebody if you could work out in their living room. I don't know.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. That's not very sexy. Hey, do you mind if I work out real quick while you make a drink?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be weird.
Yeah, I didn't even think about how weird that would look for you, because I'm normally just at my house alone when I do it. And now I'm like, oh, yeah. I look like a thief on his first day. That's not what I wanted to look for you.
Yeah.
Were you missing anything when he left? Have you noticed anything gone or anything?
Not as like any material artifacts. I mean, the only thing I was missing was like my remote control for a little bit, but then I eventually found it, you know?
Yeah, I saw it down there, but I didn't want to grab it. I thought that might be...
So respectful.
He's got boundaries, Lena.
But he's right.
I really think you should go out with him one more time. And if you do, then we're going to pay for it.
All right, because you're paying for it and you're vouching for the fact that this weird workout exists.
Yes. I am
willing to take a free meal for it.
All right.
Hey.
Yay. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I think Ricky's so cute.
I know. Now you guys can go out to Jack in the Box and crawl around on the floor there together.
Hey, there's also
Ricky,
a remote down
sound
here.
Good? You're going to teach her?
Oh, yeah. That way we can look weird together.
Oh, yay. The cornerstone of any good relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
I think actually we should all get down on the floor right after this and get our abs and
check. I'm okay. I can teach you how.
Okay, yeah. Brooke will lead it. Congratulations, guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.